listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I think we're reaching the end of the nominating process for the Democrats. It seems as if Obama is on the verge of getting the nomination at this stage, which does not mean that he won't still lose a primary or two, but in terms of the momentum, in terms of the delegate count, the superdelegate commitments, it appears all but inevitable at this point that he will achieve what he has sought, which is the nomination for president from the Democratic Party.
I'm Jared Wadley. And that was the assessment of Vincent Hutchings, a political science expert at the University of Michigan. As the primaries come to an end June 3rd, several questions still remain, including how race could play a role in whether this country elects its first African-American president.
Well, race is always a feature and has always been a feature in American politics, either front burner or on the back burner. It determines to a large degree the kind of party allegiance that people have, the prism by which they view the candidates. It's somewhat more prominent now because we have an African-American candidate who is a viable candidate for the presidency. More specifically, what has occurred in some of the primaries based on the exit polls is that some Americans, now here specifically Democratic voters, are indicating that they are reluctant to support a black person for the presidency. That fraction of voters is relatively small, typically around 10 to 20%. But in a nation that is so closely divided with respect to partisan preferences, that number could be enough to spell victory or defeat.
Hutchings does not believe the prolonged battle between Clinton and Obama will hurt the Democratic Party in November.
It's not clear to me that that's the case. I think what we have are two very strong candidates, or at least two very evenly matched candidates. The contest has really come down to the wire. I think that there will be some hurt feelings on the part of the supporters of the candidate who does not get the nomination, but that has happened before in the past with both parties, and for the most part, historically, those voters come back to the party. So I expect the vast majority of, let's say, Clinton supporters to support Obama in November. With respect to whether or not Clinton will get the nod from Obama, if he does indeed, as seems likely at this point, become the nominee, a lot of experts and pundits suspect that that's unlikely to happen because the two don't appear to get along so well. But actually, historically, vice presidents and the person at the top of the ticket have not necessarily been best friends. So it strikes me as actually a live possibility. Some polls that have just come out recently suggest that many would prefer that there be an Obama-Clinton ticket. And that ticket would be very difficult for the Republicans to beat in November.
Hutchings said McCain is doing as well as expected with his campaign efforts, while much of the media's coverage is focused on the other candidates.
Because there is still a live contest going on between the Democrats, that's something that's much more interesting to the media. And so therefore, there's more coverage devoted to that. But that's going to change probably pretty soon. And when it does, he'll get about the amount of attention you would expect for the presumptive Republican nominee. So it's going to be a very close contest, it seems to me, in November. This is not a good year for Republicans on balance, but there are reasons to think that McCain, because he is in some respects a non-traditional Republican, or at least he is perceived to be a non-traditional Republican, there are reasons to think that he could do quite well in November. So the Democrats have their job cut out for them.
Vincent Hutchings is an associate professor in the Department of Political Science.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.